Okay, why? Because beer and alcohol feminizes the body and mind. Why is that? Well, beer, for example, contains phytoestrogen and prolactin, which are two chemicals that increase estrogen levels in the body. So what is estrogen? It's that hormone that makes ladies ladies, keeps them being ladylike. Now, men produce a certain amount of estrogen, but it should only be a minimal amount because the main hormone that we as men should have is testosterone. Amen. But what alcohol does, because of phytoestrogen and prolactin, it lowers testosterone levels and increases estrogen. So when you increase estrogen, what do you have? You have men who are become more effeminate. They become feminized. They become emotional. They become weak. They become girly. Okay, which is not God's will. Gynecomastia, okay, is actually what it's called. Where men will, and we're talking to men primarily right now, but men will consume alcohol, and the byproduct of that is that estrogen will cause tissue in the breast to grow. This is where man boobs comes from, folks, okay? So before you think, oh man, drinking beer is so manly, and holding your liquor is so manly, and getting drunk is so manly, no, you actually become a man with boobs when consumed over a long period of time. You say, I can't believe you're saying this in church. Well, I'm trying to, trying to make the men in our church avoid alcohol so they don't get man boobs. You don't want man boobs. Men, you do not want man boobs. I don't want man boobs. Okay, stay away from beer. Stay away from beer. Why? Because it feminizes the body, it feminizes the mind, and increases estrogen levels in your body. It lowers your testosterone, and no man in their right mind will want to have low testosterone levels, folks. That's what makes us men. It's what helps us accomplish things in life. It's what helps us to lead our families, lead the church. It's what helps us to be strong. But if your estrogen levels are high and your testosterone is low, then you're all emotional. You cry yourself to sleep at night. You're more likely to get depressed. You know, drinking alcohol is not a manly thing to do. It's actually the exact opposite. And you know what? You don't even need the Bible. Let me just say this. You don't even need the Bible to prove that. Because if the world is constantly promoting alcohol and showing you that if you drink alcohol, you're manly, just mark it down. It's the exact opposite. So anytime you see the world promoting something like that and they're publishing something like that, just know this. Okay, what they're saying is actually the exact opposite of their message. It's probably going to make me a girly guy. Okay? Give me man boobs. It's true. Men produce some estrogen, but, you know, it's very minimal amount. Okay? And it shouldn't exceed to the point where tissue begins to grow in the breast and you begin to get emotional. Obviously, that's the byproduct of it. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse number 9. It says here, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. So obviously we understand that the people who are guilty of these particular sins can still get saved, right? You know, someone who is a fornicator can get saved. They don't lose their salvation. No one's able to lose their salvation because it's impossible to lose it, because once you have it, it's yours forever. The point of this is referring to the fact that these are sinful things. And when he labels an effeminate person along with the fornicator, an idolater, an adulterer, an abuser of themselves with mankind, with thieves, covetous, drunkards, and revilers, guess what? That means being effeminate is a sin. You understand? Being effeminate, what is effeminate? It's when a man has feminine characteristics and traits. Okay? You know, they just kind of look like a girl. They act like a girl. Their gestures are like a woman. You know? And this can happen for various reasons. Obviously, sometimes it's because, you know, a young man might grow up with only his mom and his sisters or whatever, you know, and he can potentially become that way. Doesn't mean, by the way, effeminate doesn't mean homo. Right. Let me just make myself very clear, okay? So don't, you know, sometimes, you know, people look at an effeminate person, they're like, oh, that guy must be a homo or something. No, they're not a homo, they're just effeminate. Right. There's guys out there who are just really effeminate, but they're not sodomites. Folks, don't just throw that out there, okay? Yeah. That's a super disrespectful thing to say to someone who's not a homo, is to call him a homo, right. Okay? You know, effeminate is more the term because they could actually change that in their lives. They can take on manly characteristics and renew their minds and be like the men that God wants us to be. Amen? Amen. So it says here that being effeminate is a sin, and a contributor to being effeminate today in 2021 is alcohol. Yeah. Okay. The Bible says, give not thy strength, Proverbs 31:3, give not thy strength unto women, nor thy ways to that which destroyeth kings, referring to alcohol. 1 Corinthians 16:13 says, watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit you like men, be strong. So notice, behaving like a man in God's eyes is synonymous with standing fast in the faith, which is a spiritual thing. So guess what? Being a man is a spiritual thing, folks.